I size it up that since I am a registered nurse, I have my license in nursing too, so I size it up that this is a nursing home, it's not a medical home, and that my function here is to be not just an administrator, but also in a way a nursing leader. And we want to be able to work on nurses, and we want them to feel like they're being professionally challenged and they're being allowed to function as professionals. That's kind of what I like to see. Sometimes that's not missing. That's not just nursing homes. That's acute care areas also show where nurses just aren't being valued for what they really are and what they can offer people. And I want to try to make sure that that is being sensed here, that and the nurses feel that here. And hopefully that nurses will say, this is where we want to work.
So would you say that was one of your goals? I mean, do you have, you know, your on your to-do list, what does that include, and what goals do you have, say, in the next year and potentially the next five?
Well, I got a long to-do list. That's definitely on the list. I want to be – a lot of technical things, which really aren't as much fun as working on the professional. But I would like to be able to develop this professional pride in the nursing areas, and that's probably top of my mind. I want to make sure that we endeavor to be regulatory compliant. You know, there's all kinds of rules and regs. This is a heavily regulated industry, and for good reason. It needs to be that way. We're talking about the safety of our residents, so it needs to be that way. And I want to really work on that to make sure that, you know, each and every time we're surveyed, that we're actually reducing the number of tags, and that we are really spending a lot of time making sure that we are in compliance and that our patients are not our patients. I use patients all the time because I come from the acute care side, but our residents are safe. Those are the two things that are sitting on the top of my mind. If I had the expertise, I would say, well, I'm going to go talk to some lobbyists and I'm going to get that money from the state, but I have people doing that for me, so I'll stay off of that.
So some of the, just the state complaint or the complaint investigations into the nursing homes. There was one earlier this year where a resident was left on a bedpan for about 6 to 8 hours and had some open sores develop from that. There have been other numerous investigations into this nursing home, whether complaints have been unfounded or otherwise. Is there any just general information you can offer that might kind of put those complaints into perspective?
I wouldn't be able to speak on that. It's that things happen. You have to go in. You have to study those things. You have to be very diligent about creating a plan that will minimize reoccurrence. And you have to go on from there. And that's what I'm kind of here for, to go on from there. I do know that it's really difficult trying to be in compliance with all these issues. I'm not saying that they don't need to be there. They do need to be there, but you have to have a really dedicated workforce. You have to very highly trained workforce, and they just have to stay on top of it all the time. And sometimes things happen, and you hate it when it does, and you have to correct it, and that's what we're going to do.